Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Night Visions with WPRS.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Eric, and we're here with Visionique. I hope you guys like the music. I guess everybody can guess where Wendy was.
Lunatic Luau, yay! Stone Sour, yeah.
So thank you, Ryan, for changing that for us. Before we bring the very, 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 very special guest on and new member, there's a few announcements that I need to make. First of all, we don't want everybody to forget on May 30th, the Cabin on 360 is having the Battle of Bethesda Church anniversary. It's a Wednesday. It's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you guys can check that out, please go. You're guaranteed to have an awesome time. And also, our good friends at Ferry Plantation are having what they call Speaking with the Past 1863, a paranormal investigation. And they have several dates starting on Friday, August 31st. Then they have at 9 p.m., all these are 9 p.m., Saturday, September 1st, Sunday, September 2nd, and Monday, September 3rd. And it says, join Ghost Town Operations as we dwell deep into the historic past of the Ferry Plantation House as we take you through a paranormal investigation of this historic icon of American past. And it said on here, I'm just going to read this. It's in addition to inviting spirits to attend our dinner event, we also conduct a formal interview with the spirit associated with the building, respectfully referencing historical events and personalities that might trigger a response. We set up a full array of monitoring equipment at the interview site to alert us to any spirit presences and capture any response or activity. We reiterate our invitation to the spirit our spirits to join us for dinner with the ghost and after dinner with the ghost.
Ooh.
And it says, Ghost Town Operations takes guests on a paranormal investigation of the location or locations looking for past history and inhabitants throughout history of the location. And they said at 7, they have a champagne reception, 7:30 dinner with the ghost event, and then 9 o'clock, they're doing a paranormal investigation. So if anybody's interested, that sounds, I don't have a cost, and their refund policy is they do not give refunds.
I know Saturday night was $50. I did look that up a while ago.
Okay.
So I don't know if Friday or any other day is any different. But
we'll get that information and post it for anybody that's interested. And I'll also have Wendy post about that thing, the Battle of Bethesda.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Also, they just made a movie down there. I forgot the name of it. Sorry, Brandon.
You evil, evil person. Forgetting.
At 360, but we're going to be going back soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're probably good. We got a couple of tricks up our sleeve.
Oh, I like tricks. And no, Tony, it's not the tricks you're thinking of. Yeah, speaking of Tony, before we start, let me tell you, you know how I used to say I'd give Tony a hard time? Well, he switched the books around now and messing with me the whole day today.
I think we should bring him on and say hi.
You think he'll say hi?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's see if he'll say hi real quick.
Hi.
Are you there? Hey.
Hi, Tony. People are finally getting to say hi to you.
What's going on?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
He sounds nervous.
Stop being nervous.
I didn't expect to be called on by celebrities.
Yeah. I don't know who they are.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm the infamous Tony.
You are the infamous Tony.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. And your wife, I'm sure, is around somewhere.
She's watching Netflix.
Oh.
Well, you need, since we have you and can tell you on purpose, in person, tell her to get ready because we're going to bring her on soon to tell her story, because I've been promising all our listeners that they'd get to listen to her story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll definitely relay the message.
And tell her, don't sweat it. It will be easy peasy. We got
that's easy
to.
For you to say. She's very shy.
I used to be shy, believe it or not.
Yeah, Eric used to be shy. Man, he's not shy anymore. Come Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, oh, he's a totally different person.
No, he's a totally parent. Different person at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, thank you for being on. We're gonna mute you again so you can listen to the rest of the show and not be so nervous, okay?
All right, cool.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
No problem, friends.
Okay, there you guys finally got to hear. So you know that Tony is for real. And like I said, we're going to get his wife on here because I heard a little bit of her story, and it's good. It's really good.
I've heard.
I'm anxious to hear people's input. Well, without further ado,
she's ready.
She's always ready. She's Bethany.
She's the girl. Let's talk about her a little bit. She can't talk just yet. What can we say about Bethany? Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, she was kind enough to put her name in for the drawing we had for the pick one of the five, and ended up being Bacon's Castle, which we're working on, Bethany. So don't be too bad. Too mad.
Too bad? Dang. Sorry, judges.
Yeah. And she won. You know, she won it, and we've known her a little while, you know, a few years maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we knew her in a totally different light. We knew her from Bush.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people we met through Bush Gardens.
Yeah, so, we, and even we didn't know half the stuff that we found out after she won the trip to Bacon's Castle.
And I remember she laughed at me because I told her at first I thought she was this untouchable person. Because I remember for one of the roles she played, I, for some reason, called her Wendy, and she always answered me. And until you told me, that's not her name.
Yeah, she was involved with, I'll let her tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bethany, she is amazing when it comes to the paranormal field. One of the things we have just not known. She's a medium. Oh, Lord.
And I will say, and I'm not just, as people say, you know, sucking up to her or anything, but I know she impressed me so much when we went to 360.
Oh, yeah. She impressed us along with some other people as well.
Oh, yes.
So
I know even Howie and Ryan mentioned
Howie and Ryan, did us. And we knew, you know, immediately that we had to bring your own WPRS, and we knew that.
And we're going to definitely get her to Henricus. That's going to
Yes. Henricus is there.
We need to bring her on.
I'm coming.
Is she there?
Hello?
Surprise!
Hey!
There she is.
Hi! Not a hard time, huh? Suck up.
No, all true, let me tell you. Everything
well,
we
thanks
said.
Thanks for those kind words.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're amazing. You're an amazing addition to the team, and you've made it even stronger. And I cannot wait for future endeavors to go to Enricus and Bacon's and
Ferry,
yeah, wherever else it might lead us. But we would love to know a couple of things about you.
Basically going to just, I guess, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. And then my big curiosity question is, when did you realize the gift that you have?
Oh, my. I kind of knew it at a really young age. I always was fascinated with, hate to be morbid, but what happens after you die and where the spirit goes, really. But my grandma passed back in 2010, and when she passed, I couldn't help but long for her, and I started noticing some weird things. There was like a pattern of energy that was going around the house, and I would hear things and see things that other people didn't in the house, and I guess my granddad thought I was crazy, but he won't let me talk about it. But I knew then that I had a really, really special ability, and I started trying to communicate, and I kind of just went from there. But like I said, knowing at a young age that that was something I really wanted to do, I had like this special thing that I just knew that there was something there. Or, you know, I guess kids, when they're young, they can sense that too. Maybe look at things that aren't there. Parents are kind of curious. And I think it just comes because I don't think you choose it. I feel like it chooses you.
That's interesting, because I've heard someone else say the same thing. So
Stephanie, right?
Right.
Yeah, our friend Stephanie Bart from Kindred Spirits. We were with her and Porter, Scott Porter, from TWC when we were at Henricus. And she said she was, 6 months when she started seeing ghosts, and she would talk to them in her bedroom and stuff. Like, I mean, I know that's young, but she says she was seeing that, you know. So it was like, ugh. It took me to be old.
I can't wait to meet her.
Old armor to get into it, so.
It's not for everybody, you know. There's a lot of skepticals out there, and that's okay. Things are okay, you know. But it takes a real heart to really to experience something like that. And not to be afraid of it, but to welcome it, because not everybody feels the same way that we do. And you guys, what you guys do is amazing. So, you know, my goal is to only help people, not, you know, scare them, you know.
Right. Also, I'm sure a lot of people are curious. Would you be willing, if we set something up, would you be willing to give some readings to people if, you know, they were willing to come and join the event per se?
Absolutely. I welcome that. I think it'd be a great idea.
I'm first.
It would be curious, because I'm still to this day, I really want one done on Wendy, because I'm telling you, people knew half the stuff about her, they'd be like, no way. So I'm curious to see what someone would pick up on her.
Yeah, I feel like a one that wasn't really, wasn't paid, and I didn't really know the lady, but she really didn't know me either. She didn't pick up on squat.
Well, she used something really generic, and that's what made it so hard, because she basically had told, you know, Wendy that her great-grandmother said hi and really missed her, and her great-grandmother passed before Wendy was even born.
I don't even know her name.
Wow, that's amazing. you'll be surprised what people pick up on. And I think it's that moment of clarity for some people, a moment of peace and love that really gets to people when you do a reading like that. It's like you automatically know that you are connecting, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to connect with the other world to the love of the person that's sitting right in front of you or over the phone or wherever you are, and you know that their hearts finally can feel free, that they can go about the rest of their day without bursting into tears because you know that they're paying attention, that other person on the other side is paying attention and is always watching and making sure that you guys are safe and doing the right thing. And some people just take it being entirely the wrong way. Like I said,
right.
Each meal.
Yeah, no, and that's, I guess, what's been always my problem, because for some reason everybody thinks anybody associated in the paranormal, you know, is demon possessed or of the devil, and that's why I hope, you know, people listening in truly listen to, you know, what's said, and that's why I thought it would be cool for you just to share, you know, about you, and that way they'd understand more. Because you could probably explain it in a way better than me or Wendy.
I'd like to share something with you that happened to me this evening. My mother sent me a message over Facebook. It was a picture that my uncle had sent her of the gravesite of my grandmother. Now, my grandmother and I were very, very close, as you guys both know. But for those who don't, she was like my best friend. And when I opened that picture, I got chills, and I could smell her essence. Like, it was something that reminded me of her, but I felt like she was sitting, and I'm not even joking, I'm in the truck right now, and I swear to you, she was sitting right in front of me in the same seat that I'm sitting in, like she was sitting in my place where I was sitting. And it was just amazing. That has never happened before. So... but to be able to look at her gravesite, it was like she was sending me a message, like she knew, like, you need to come here, or I'll come to you. And the moment I kind of had that thought in my head, there she was.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Most of the times, I mean, for me, I mean, I've seen, it's a long story, but about Devin, met him at a bar. He died that night. They went. He was with his girlfriend and some other people. And I was seeing him. I mean, I don't have a clue why I was seeing him. But I was riding in my car one day, and he just appeared in the seat next to me. You know, and he at that point pretty much saved me from an accident. I discussed it on another show. Earlier before, but I was on the phone with Eric, and a deer hit the car. It was in front of us, in front of me. I was by myself, and I was on the phone with Eric. And I told Eric, I'm like, I got to get off the phone. And I did, and then the deer hit the car. And I was tailgating. I mean, you know, they say people in North Carolina tailgate. I guess it's true. But, yeah, he disappeared. And, you know, it's like for you, it just, it don't take much to trigger that, you know, to be able to see,
right,
other people, or, you know, or sense that.
I got kind of a curiosity question, and I don't know if you can answer or not, but I basically had the same thing. I was, like, really close to my grandmother, too. And whenever I'm having, like, a rough time, it's like all of a sudden, and I hate to say it this way because it sounds crude, but, you know, a smell that I associated with her, like something she wore, all of a sudden I can smell it. And I hear her voice telling me everything's okay.
I mean, yeah, because, like I said, it only takes certain smells or certain feelings or stuff to trigger that, I guess, you know. And then you can see them. So, Bethany, tell us a little bit about your love for the paranormal. What got you actually, I mean, I know you said you since you were little, but as far as going places, investigating, when did you start that? Did we lose her?
Oh, no, you got me. Sorry, I just walked in the house. I guess I kind of was a loner, so I, like I said, my love for anything above and beyond, I was kind of a dark person growing up, and I took the paranormal and used it as comfort, because I got bullied a lot in school and things like that. But I loved reading books and watching TV shows, and I said, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too. Maybe I won't be so outcasted and stuff like that. And I really had a special connection when I started working with the Hampton History Museum. I noticed that there was I had an extreme love for it. Now, even more. Sorry. Running upstairs doesn't help. I had an extreme love for it when I connected with Hannah Tunnell, which is a historical character who's actually buried out in the St. John's Churchyard. And I felt a really, really, really deep connection. And being able to portray her was even better. But to see her grave site, I still want to do more investigating because there's so much not known about them. And I think my love of history and paranormal kind of cling together. But my love for them and wanting to know more about things that some people don't understand made it even better. I would go to things like history museums and I'd see artifacts, and walking by the glass, I would just have a feel. And I would just kind of know. Like the Sunken Road, that was my favorite place to go, was the Sunken Road. I could actually feel the places where the soldiers passed and where they were laying, and like they were telling me their stories. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I think growing up like that made it great.
Where's that place at?
Where did you say that?
Antietam. Antietam is a really, really nice place.
Well, put it down on our list. We're going to all go, okay?
We will definitely go. You will enjoy it. Actually, I think I must have been in like the third or fourth grade, and we had just learned about Gettysburg. We had just watched the movie, and we took a class trip, and I wanted to know, and I asked my teacher, and she kind of laughed at me. She goes, well, does there anyone have any questions? I said, yeah, I do. Well, what is it? Where are all the dead people at? Like, I expected to go to this museum and to Gettysburg and see all the dead people laying in a row, just like we saw in the movie, but they clearly weren't there. But I had that vision that they were sitting right there. They were all laying there, and they were all talking, and I could see the whole thing. And I'm like, this has got to be so unreal right now. I'm like, look at people. Like, do you not see what's going on right now? So I guess that was really the time I really really started with that.
You know what would be cool? I would love to get her out to the cemetery that's behind the house.
Oh, man.
And
stay,
because I don't know, for some reason, Wendy has such a connection to this one, and I would love just to see.
I don't know anything about them. I looked them up on Ancestry.com, and I can't find much of anything. But it's this graveyard.
Ancestry?
Do what?
Was it an Indian ancestry?
No. I don't think.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I knew exactly the moment that you were actually going out there in the graveyard. So I guess you guys did that for Paranormal Day, I guess. But I just
right,
had a feeling.
Yesterday? We went yesterday.
Yeah, and we were going to go actually on Paranormal Day because we started down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason we turned around.
Because it was too dark. We couldn't get down. We couldn't see.
Oh, that's right, because I don't know, for some reason, Wendy decided to bring a flashlight that had like .000001
yeah.
lumens or whatever they're called.
One of them little ones that you can buy at Walmart for like a dollar. It was horrible. But, I mean, like we said, there's Indians down there. I've seen Indians down there. I've seen that little girl down there. I've witnessed a lot down there. So.
I can only imagine too when we go to Ferry, because I bet Bethany's gonna pick up a lot.
I bet Bethany's been to Ferry. You've been to Ferry Plantation in Virginia Beach.
I have not. I have not, but I'm excited to go. So.
Yeah, because that place is amazing. I got chased up the stairs by the nanny. Instead of down the stairs, her room is across the room from the nursery. What was the nursery?
Right.
And I was on the, I think I was on the ground floor, and she chased me up the stairs. It was just, it was weird. People would laugh at me when I say that, but it's okay. It happens.
There's nothing
like
wrong with that.
Said.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a little friend there named Eric.
Yeah, no, every time she says that, she'll go, Eric, and she'll go, no, it's not you.
Yeah,
it's
I remember.
Like...
Yeah, he's, what, 8 or 10? Oh, yeah, we got to go back to Ferry very soon.
And I also have to ask, because I'm always curious, what is your bucket list of, like, places you'd like to go?
One of them is that asylum that we're all talking about that takes about a grand. That is a definite bucket place for me.
So that would be Waverly?
That would probably be my biggest.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest. So I just learned about one in West Virginia, another asylum. I also want to do Eastern State, Gettysburg again as well. Just basically anything I can get my hands on, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So I'll take anything I can get. So.
Ooh, we need to take her to the one up in Philly.
That's Eastern State.
Oh,
that's what she's talking about. Yeah, we went there on a day tour. And we felt stuff, and people who were there were, you know, they were just guards that were, you know,
and I was kind of...
He didn't really... He thought I was crazy as hell, but...
Yeah, they kind of got to me because I like to, like, go to a place and just tell Wendy, just tell me the feelings that you're feeling. And she started, and I tried to ask the guy a question about it, but he, I don't know, the knowledge he had of that place was probably one he got out of a Cracker Jack bar.
Yeah, it wasn't on the paranormal side. It was probably more on the history side. I'm sure he probably knew a lot about the history. But to me, they go hand in hand, especially at Eastern
State.
Well,
that's what I think.
Yeah, but...
they don't always go hand in hand, but, you know.
Right. And I want to get her to that... thing we did afterwards, what is it called?
Terror Behind the Walls.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
I will scream on drugs, let me tell you.
Yeah, because there you have to sign a waiver because they'll touch you, they'll take you away from your group.
I had to get on my hands and knees and crawl through the space and come out on the other side. It was just weird. It was fun, but it was weird. So we're going to Pennhurst this year.
Yeah, it's also on my bucket list.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then I want to take her to, what was that one that we didn't get to go into, but we went to with Nova Spice and that?
Trans-Allegheny.
Yeah, Trans-Allegheny.
Lunatic Asylum. Oh, yeah.
That's another place that we have to go, because I'm telling you, just walking in the front door, it's like...
It sounds like we have similar bucket list items. We've got to get there.
We're going to.
We've got a kick-ass member on our team now. Yeah.
Well, and like you said, when you first walk in that door, I felt like that when I first walked in 360. The moment I stepped foot there, I was completely overwhelmed with everything that was talking. And you know it's a good place when you can get that feeling as soon as you step on or even turn the corner to where you're supposed to be going. And that's all a good sign. So anything that'll give me that good, like, deep, rich feeling is my place to be.
Oh, I know. Oh, I don't know. Did Wendy ever send you the picture of the obituary from the little girl that, you know, was killed at the rancher?
No,
I haven't gotten those.
Oh, I got it. I'm going to have Wendy send you that because she sent it to me, and it was like, whoa.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to have it, but I do. Sorry, guys, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, you see the picture. She was there. She was. You know, she should see it. I want to get in that basement again. I want to get in that basement when nobody else down there but us.
Yeah, I just felt like there was too much going on. I didn't think there was enough. They probably had enough for the night. And that's another thing. People don't understand that question. Well, are they tired? Do they sleep? What do they do? And I'm sure that certain entities, certain, you know, spirits that pass over have a repetitive thing that they haven't crossed over, and there's certain things that they need to do. Like, for instance, who knows? She could be murdered every night. You never know, but that's a repetitive thing that happens. And it's all different. Everything's different. There's never the same thing. And I get asked that question a lot. But the answer is everything happens for a reason. And once you figure out what it is, you might either be able to stop it, help them. Because I'm sure on that their side, they're tired of it. They're tired of feeling the same thing. They're tired of dying every day. But I guess
that's all
everyone's opinion.
Yeah, because I guess you can only imagine what it feels like to them, because it's almost like, you know, you're going to a show, watching the show, and they're like, oh, I got to do this again. Oh, here's another group. Let me do it.
It's like freaking Groundhog Day. The movie over and over and over. Can't imagine being, you know, killed every day, shot. I think, was she shot twice?
I think so. I think that's when.
And drug out in the woods. It's crazy.
There is actually a place I want to take you guys, if they'll allow us on there. It's called Gwyn's Island. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's up in Matthews. I'm actually doing a play about it. It's called Crickets on a Hill. And they do historical reenactments of the battle. And there's an actual place, and I'd like to go and investigate over there if they'll allow us to do that.
Ooh.
Definitely need to look into that.
Yeah, if you send information, like, to Wendy or something, I'll do the calling and stuff. I'd love to do that.
She can call because she's going to be right in the middle of it.
That's true.
So you said you're doing a play on it?
I just got a lead part in it. Auditioned on Monday, and they called me and said, can you be our lead? And I'm like, sure. What's it about? So it's a musical reinterpretation of the battle that took place and some of the historical events. But I didn't find out about it really in depth about it until this evening when they told me that's an actual place and where to find it. So I'm going to take a trip up there maybe sometime this week and check it out.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. We got to go to the place. So send me information on that.
Always.
Because the place she was in, what was the name of that play that we went to?
Blythe Spirit.
Yes, that was the most awesome. Everybody, she's amazing. She, oh my gosh, that play was just off the hook.
It was. I kind of wish I could have seen it.
Oh, I'm sure. Wow.
That was quite a challenge for that play, especially being the ghost. But it helped me understand what they feel like even more, because every night I had to walk into a house like I had just seen it for the first time since I passed. And it was the coolest feeling ever, because I'm sure they feel that way too.
You're right about
that.
That's
true. I never thought of that. Wow. That's kind of cool.
So what else are we going to do? I'm ready to go. Bash is in August. I want to do that.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, do you ever if you're in a certain area, do you ever get stuff for, people and you just go up to them and you tell them, or is it just, does it work better if they ask you to, find out information about them? I guess I'm really curious about it.
You mean investigating?
I mean, as far as your ability, do you ever get a feeling about somebody and then you just share it with them, or?
I do occasionally. I kind of read the person first. Sometimes I just kind of keep it to myself until, sometimes people will turn around and go, I have this strange feeling, but I'm like, well, I have it too. You want to hear what I have to say? And sometimes I'll just go up to people. So, it's a difficult conversation starter if you know that person just by kind of observing them. If you know that they're nervous, you kind of just, I don't mean to be rude, but I got this feeling from, did you have so-and-so? And then I just jump into it. Not so much lately. I get a lot of those when I'm out and about, and I kind of just pick and choose my battles, really.
Okay.
Yeah, because not everybody's open to it. You could go up to somebody and be like, leave me the hell alone. they don't believe in it, and they just think you're trying to be rude to them or whatever. So.
Well, my thing is,
my neighbor that just passed across the street from me, I met her husband, and the day they came and got her, that evening, I knew he wasn't home, but all the lights were going on and off, nobody was there, and I swear to you that she was standing in her house at the door facing my house. So I feel like that she was watching, waiting for him to come back home, and I told him about it, and he was like, that does not surprise me. I said, oh, okay. Why not? Well, because that's what she always did. And I was like, okay. So sometimes people are more open, yes. For in that instance, yeah. But it's always hard to tell. I'm sure other mediums out there probably have that same kind of feeling. I guess everyone has a different view. I'd be interested in hearing a different view from someone else other than myself.
Well, for me, and I guess for me, because I you know, into it, I would want somebody to tell me, because I've always, you know, been curious, you know, what they pick up from me and stuff. I don't know. I guess I'm just out there.
We're all out there, Eric. Aren't we, Bethany?
Nobody is normal. No one is normal, and that is okay.
Yay. So I know Tony's still listening. So you hear that, Tony? It's okay that I'm not normal.
He's going to send me a text.
Careful, he's going to give you back.
Oh, he always does. We have the best time at work picking on each other.
Lindsay and I were not based, so feel free to run.
He just sent a message.
He's weird.
Yeah, see? And he said, I'm weird.
You are, but it's okay. Speaking of which, I don't want to give too much away, but we got to go back to Henricus.
Yes. Yeah, we don't want to, because a lot did happen, that, you know, we don't want to tell too much. But I do know that when we're there, it was, even with all the people, and everybody I talked to said they wish it would have been smaller groups, because it got to the point, what did we have? We had like three. The first night we had like three groups, and in our group there was only four of us.
Mm-hmm. The Friday was awesome.
Then the second night we had like 10 on our team.
Yeah.
It was just too many. So I know when we take you back, we're going to keep the group small.
Yep. We're going to go.
And if you like history, you will love this place.
Oh, my gosh. I love Henricus. Love it. I love the things we saw. I love the things we heard. I love the things we felt. I even love the kitty cat.
Yeah, I know. Wendy was trying to bring another cat home. The cat kind of became attached to her.
It was funny. We were sitting in there with Porter and Stephanie, and lights were out. We were doing some of our sessions, and they're like, Wendy, there's something floating above your head. There's a shadow on the wall that of something that's not your head. It ended up being the cat shadow, because the cat was in my lap most of the night. That was awesome.
So if anybody's interested, they got a cat. They're trying to.
No, I want the cat. Cat can't go nowhere. Can't go nowhere but here. It has to be here. Yeah, I'll go get me this cat. I want this cat bad. And if I can't keep it, I'll give it to Bethany. I'll still go see it. Her dog would eat it, though, wouldn't it?
No, I have a cat.
Oh, you have a cat?
I have a cat.
Okay.
I do. I have a black cat. Same as people.
Oh.
I mean, cool. Exploration is actually running for me right now. So if you hear pitter patter, it's him.
We have two black cats that are crazy. Luna and Kalani. Oh my gosh.
And of course, everybody knows how he named them.
I bet Bethany can't guess. She should be able to.
She's going to know. Where do you think the name Luna and Killarney came from?
Oh, gee. I would have no idea. Well, it happened to be a one at Bush, because we always love Killarney. I'm probably wrong, but goodness.
No, it was, because Luna.
Taylor Moon?
Luna was the one in the show. what is it called? Not the Enchanted. I can't remember the name.
Entwine.
Entwine.
Oh,
was
Entwine.
It Entwine?
Oh. There you go.
And then Killarney was from the Irish band thing.
KBB. Yep, KBB.
Right on.
Amen to them.
Yeah.
Yep. Which they still have.
So I'm curious, do you do any, like, readings with tarot cards?
I do.
Ooh.
She's got tarot cards, she's a medium, she's got a Ouija board. I love this girl.
More than you think I do.
Oh, yeah, we got
By the way, shout out to Lindsay May. I hope you feel better if you're listening.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She had an accident. Did you read it, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
At first, like someone else, I thought it was one of these things where they wanted you to read and then go, ha, ha,
yeah.
Yeah, I got you to
read. I did, too, because I read the whole thing, and I'm like, no, I didn't, no. But, yeah, so hope you feel better, Lucy. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
We had her on the show one time, and she's amazing, too.
Yeah, because I don't know if she ever shared it with you, but she always had, it was the feeling of in the bathroom in France on Demon Street.
I went in there.
She
anything,
said that she would not
always.
Go to that bathroom. For
always.
Some reason,
it's one of the
she
oldest
felt
bathrooms.
Anything.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest bathrooms, so yeah.
That must be why then.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
I should be wrong.
But we're
it probably
where Battle of Air is, or Battle of Ire, whatever. I feel like there's a big connection there too, like down under, and like in the bottom, like in the ground somewhere. I feel like there's a big strong connection there, but it's hard to tell what it is.
Well, I know there's something in Glow Theater in the basement. I've heard stories of that.
And they even said the Fest House.
Fest House, yeah. I have a friend at work who wants me to do a whole show on just Busch Gardens. So we may have one day have to do that. He keeps saying, you need to do this. You need to do this. And I'm like, no, can't do that. But
you know what?
I have
permissions
to.
Are hard.
Oh, my God.
Permissions are extremely hard.
Have you ever been to the Cavalier
Hotel?
I have not. I have not, but I've heard so many great things, and I've done my history.
Oh, we went
that
there.
Is a big bucket list.
Yeah, we definitely have to take you there. We went there, and oh my gosh, it blew me away.
Yeah, you go in there and you feel like you're in the Titanic. That blew me away.
Yeah.
I was not dressed for this at all.
And it was really hard because, you know, they're really picky because they don't want you to upset all the guests. But we in a roundabout way.
Yeah, we did Facebook Live from there for our Saturday show. It was our first Saturday show.
Right.
So, yeah, we need to go back just to go back.
And we're determined to stay there because on the sixth floor where most of the stuff happened, they have little plaques by the rooms, and they'll tell you, like, who stayed there and if there's something
right.
significant about the room.
Mm-hmm.
And my dream is to just spend the night there one night.
So if anybody wants to send us $400, please feel free to do so.
Right.
Yeah, it's like $300 or $400. And even I checked even in the cold months because I figured it'd be cheaper, but it's not much
it's
cheaper.
Not.
No, certainly not. And I don't know. I want to see Annabelle and the Titanic Museum.
Yes. Titanic Museum.
Oh, yeah. You mean the one in Gatlinburg?
I'm not sure. I believe there's two.
I went to one. I went to one in Atlanta before. I think it's the one in Atlanta. I'm thinking because I saw that one already, but it might be the one in Gatlinburg. I don't know which one it is, but hey, we can go both. How's that?
I'm up for it. I'm ready.
Yeah, because what blew me away about that, they said that your ticket has the name of a passenger, and at the end you find out if you survive.
Oh. Well, then that's the
and
one
then
I
they
went
actually
to then, have because I have one.
Oh. So you're
my
lucky.
Ticket. My ticket, I was kind of young, so I don't remember too much, but I still have that ticket somewhere in my storage unit somewhere.
Aww.
And it says I did not survive, and I'm like, well, I guess it was a good thing I was first class then. Because I think they said I jumped or something.
Too bad.
Yeah, because they told me that they have it where you can actually experience how cold the water was. They have an area where you can actually have how tilted it was to see, you know, how hard it must have been to walk or hold on. And
right. Now, see, when I went and didn't have that, I just got to explore the museum. I didn't get to see that portion of it. I think they were actually remodeling when that stuff started coming up. So I saw a video on it the other day, and that part I didn't get to do.
Okay, kind of like with Wendy on a different note. She went to Fort Eustis, the hotel.
Was Fort Magruder.
Yeah. Fort Magruder. She got to stay there, but they are in the process of remodeling.
Yeah,
that,
so they didn't have all the artifacts and stuff. But they should have it out, I think, June. I think this next month they're opening it up. So we could all go stay there one night, and then we can go to Crawford Road and Colonial Parkway. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, most of Williamsburg is haunted. Richmond, same way.
Yep, because we're going to take Bethany to Hollywood Cemetery.
Yep.
Have you ever
yes,
been
please.
There?
I have not. It's on my bucket list. Every time I go to Richmond, I'm like, I want to go.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. We could have talked another hour. Darn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, our lady's telling us we don't have much time, so I don't want to cut you off. We're going to get you back on here, of course.
Of course. She's going to be on it. Yeah. She's Night Visions and WPRS now. Of course.
Hooray.
But thank
well,
you
thank
for,
you guys for having me so much.
You.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on and sharing. It was very informative. I had a good time.
So message me. Let's get some stuff going.
Will do.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Okay, there you guys got to hear everything and get a little taste of what Bethany's all about.
Bethany is amazing.
Look forward
to... If I should say so myself, it's down we have it. WPRS is coming at you.
Yes. And as you see, all the places she wants to go, we want to go to too. So stay tuned, everybody.
Yep.
It's going to be a wild and fun ride. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. Hope everybody has a good night and rest of the week. And again, Lucy Mae, we're sending healing wishes to you. Glad you're okay. And we'll talk to everybody later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.